Okay. First of all, Gavach, everybody. Tonight is the Motzoi Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi, Tavshin Samach Dalet, January the 10th. Okay. The Torah tells us at the very end of Parshas Vayechi, and subsequently, or consequently, the end of the Parshas Sefer Bereishis, the Torah tells us that when Yaakov and his brothers returned to Mitzrayim after having buried their father, I'm sorry, Yosef and his brothers, when they returned to Mitzrayim after having buried their father Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, so the brothers suddenly became nervous and concerned that now that Yaakov was gone, that Yosef would decide to take revenge and exact a measure of retribution against them for all of the suffering and the anguish which they caused them to endure when they sold him into slavery all those years earlier. The Torah says in Perek Nun, Pasuk Tezvav, Vayiru achei Yosef kimeis aviyem. The brothers of Yosef saw that their father had died. Doesn't mean they saw it, they knew that already, they just buried him. It means they took note, I guess, of the fact that their father had died. Vayomru, and they said, Lu yistemenu Yosef. Yosef will exhibit hatred towards us. Vahashev Yoshev lonu eis kalaro asher gamalno so. He's going to repay us for all the evil that we did to him. In other words, the brothers were of the opinion, or at least they were frightened, of the fact that perhaps, they concluded that perhaps the only reason that Yosef had been so kind to them and so nice to them all the last 17 years was that he didn't want to do anything that might upset his father Yaakov, and, you know, he didn't want to do, he knew that if he's going to give his brothers a hard time, so Yaakov would be disturbed by this, so while Yaakov was alive, he didn't want to do anything to his brothers. Like we find that even Esav, when he wanted to kill Yaakov, but the Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Toldos that Esav said to himself, he'll wait for his father to die, then he'll kill Yaakov. Right? In other words, he had enough respect for his father Yitzchak that he didn't want to do anything during Yitzchak's lifetime that would upset him. So the brothers of Yosef concluded the same thing is possible here, that the only reason Yosef tolerated them and didn't do anything to them over the last 17 years was out of respect for the father Yaakov. But now that Yaakov is gone, so the brothers are suddenly frightened that he's going to exact a measure of revenge against them and get them back for everything that they had done to him when they sold him all those years earlier into slavery. So, as everybody knows, the brothers of Yosef concocted a whole story about how just before his death, Yaakov had approached them and told them to tell Yosef that, he wants Yosef to forgive them and, accept their request for forgiveness and so on. And as is clear from the Psukim, Yosef understands right away what's going on, and there's a whole emotional exchange. Yosef begins to cry, and he tells his brothers not to worry, because all of this was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Everything worked out. You may have had various evil designs against me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged everything that it should work out well, and that I should eventually be able to be in a position of being able to sustain you and the family, and don't worry, I'm going to continue to sustain you. And he calms them down, and he tells them that all will be well. But clearly, again, the brothers are of the opinion, are certainly concerned that Yosef is going to take revenge against them. So with that springboard, I'd like to discuss this evening the topic of revenge, topic of nekama, from the point of view of halacha and from the point of view of hashkafa. clearly, Yosef, again, does not take revenge against his brothers. Yosef opts for what we would call, I guess, the high road. And he treats his brothers nicely, despite the fact that at least a strong case could be made that they were deserving of some retribution from him. Certainly he may have felt that way, and certainly given his position in the Egyptian government, he had the means and the wherewithal to exact revenge against him. He decides not to do that, and we correctly would view that, or do view that, as an admirable quality in Yosef, that he avoided the opportunity to exact revenge against his brothers. Because we're generally trained to assume that revenge is not a nice thing, it's not a good thing. Not only is it not a good thing, but it appears that for those of us obviously committed to Torah, that it's an absence, if one would take revenge, it's a violation of the Perish of Pasuk and the Chumash. And Torah says later on, in Parshas Kedoshim, in Vayikra Perek Yudtes, Pasuk Yudches, it's a very famous Pasuk, but it's famous because of the second half of the Pasuk. Second half of the Pasuk says, V'havta lo'echa kamocha. That's the famous part of the pasuk. The less famous part of the pasuk is the first half, which says, again, Vayikra Perek Yutes Pasuk Yuches, Lo Sikom Velo Sitor Es Bnei Amecha, which means that you're not allowed to take revenge and you're not allowed to bear grudge against a fellow Jew. And then it says, V'Havta Lecha Kamocha Ani Hashem. So it's an open pasuk which says one is not allowed to take revenge. Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, it's based on a Gemara, And we'll see the Gemara Mitzvah shortly. Rashi says, what is meant by lo sikom? Omar lo hashileni magalcha, omar lo lav. If one fellow asks another fellow, can you lend me a certain tool? And the other guy says, no. Lamocha, the next day, omar lo hashileni kardomecha. The other guy says, I need to borrow a tool from you. And the fellow will say, omar lo eini mashilcha, kaderech shkak shitani. You didn't lend me the tool that I needed yesterday, so I'm not going to lend you the tool that I have that you need today. Zehu, zuhi, nekima. That's taking revenge. That's exactly what the Torah prohibits. You're not allowed to deal that way with people. Even though it wasn't nice of the other fellow not to lend you the tool yesterday, nevertheless, when he comes to you today, you're not allowed to say to him, look, you didn't lend it to me, so I'm not going to lend it to you. That's nekima. That's lo siko. Then the next Rashi continues, zehu netira. What is netira? Lo siko. What is a grudge? Omelo Hashina Kardamech Omelo Lab, Lamocha Omelo Hashina Magelcha Omelo Heloch, Ve'eni Kimoso Shoshotani, Zui Natira. Bearing a grudge is the other fellow comes the next day and asks for the tool. You give him the tool, but you stick it to him. You say, see, I'm not like you. You wouldn't give me your tool, but I'll give you mine anyway. I'm not the type of guy that, that's a grudge. You're bearing a grudge. And that's the Tira. Shenot, I believe, Afal Pishenu Nokim. You, note there from the, like, noter means shomer. You keep the grudge in your heart. You don't act on it. You lend them the thing. That's natir. So we're not going to talk that much about natira. Tonight we're going to speak about lo sikom. But again, it appears, in addition to being a bad midah or an unpleasant trait, it's also, one who takes revenge is in violation of this pasuk, which says lo sikom, and you're not allowed to take revenge. However, the fact is, if we take a look at the Haftorah from this morning, Haftorah of Parshas Vayechi, which is the end of the life of David HaMelech, David HaMelech is on his deathbed. It's the beginning of Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis. So the Haftorah says that David speaking to Shlomo, it's really these are the last words of David HaMelech recorded in Tanakh, you know, in Levium. So David speaks to Shlomo and he says, V'gamato and Perik Melachim Aleph Perik Beis Pasuk Hey V'gamato Yadat Es Asher Also Yoav Ben Tzruya. I want you to remember, you're aware of what Yoav Ben Tzruya did. Asher Also Lishnei Sorry Tzivos Yisrael Avdei Ben Evel Amoso Ben Yaser Vayargem Ve'osam Demichom B'Sholom. Right, you know what Yoav Ben Tzruya did to two other generals, Avner Ben Ner and Amosa Ben Yeser, who originally each one of them was opposed to David in various of the interactions that David had. So Avner Ben Ner was on the side of Shaul's descendants, Mephibosheth, against David, but later on wanted to make peace with David. Amosa Ben Yeser was also, again, I think, was on Avshalom's side, and again was against David. Later wanted to make peace, and Yoav killed both of them. So David says, you know what Yoav did, right? These men came to him in peace. And he killed them. He brought the blood of wars on his clothing and onto himself. And David instructs Shlomo in Pasuk Vav, act in accordance with your wisdom and don't let him go to his grave in peace. In other words, now that can be understood. Right, so now, that you would not necessarily conclude as an act of revenge, because there might have been various chiyuvim, with the other generals. Yeah, that's a whole parsha. But that's not revenge, because there one could argue it was not a personal matter. There David was acting in terms of as the king, and this was something which, you know, upset the Malchus. So there you could argue that it's not revenge. But the next episode, the next one, in Pasuk Ches, V'hinei imcha Shimi ben Gera ben Hayamini b'Bachurim, you're aware of a fellow by the name of Shimi ben Gera, from the Shevet Binyamin from Bachurim. He cursed me with a powerful curse on the day when I was going to Machanayim. Then he chased after me. You look back in Shmuel Beis, you know, Shimon Gera came to David and he threw dirt at him and he cursed him out. And he accused him of all kinds of things, right? At that time I swore I won't harm him then. Don't let him off scot-free, like we say. Don't let him go clean. Figure out what to do with him. Let him meet a bloody end. And that's it. And then David dies. So here we find, certainly with regard to Shimon ben Gera, with Yoav, you can argue that it wasn't personal. It wasn't a personal issue. But here it seems to be a personal issue. This Shimon ben Gera cursed out David. And so David instructs his son to take revenge. And that's what he's saying. He said, this guy did something wrong. No, it didn't. Moreh Malchus, however you figure it out. But it looks, you know, it's a troublesome pasuk. So therefore, what do we see? We see, obviously, that what could be construed as revenge at times, perhaps, is mutter. If you look at the story again, Yosef was this morning said that Yosef's brothers were afraid he was going to take revenge. He didn't do so. We saw the pasuk says lo sikam velo sitor, so you're not allowed to take revenge, and that's a an open and shut case in terms of the pasuk. And yet, you see from the psukim in this morning's haftorah that at least with regard to Shimon ben Gera, it looks like David is instructing Shlomo to take revenge for this personal affront that Shimon ben Gera launched against David. And it goes more than that. The truth is that we find, we may come to other psukim elsewhere. We'll come back to psukim in a second. Just want to show you, it's interesting, the desire to take revenge when you've been wronged is a powerful desire that most people have. And the Mesilas Yesharim, Rosh Chaim Lutzatos, a classic Musa works in the Mesilas Yesharim, mentions in Perek Yud Aleph, Ki ha'odom margish ma'od galbonosov. A person who's been insulted is feels very bitter about it. He feels it very strongly. Umitztar tzar gadol. He feels great anguish. V'hanekomalo mesuka midvash. Right? Revenge is sweeter than honey. In English, we also have an expression, no? Vengeance is sweet or something. So the Mesilas Yesharim has a saying, the revenge is sweet like honey. Kihi menu chasol avada. That's the only thing that's going to calm him down, right? To be able to take revenge. And therefore, somebody is able to overcome that, so that's what you're supposed to do. So Chazik Ramit is a strong person. And then he writes, the natural thing, Nekima lefisha yetzer holich martichas alev uvakesh tomer anich lefachos eizer roshem o eizer yikomen adover. A person's yetzer drives him not to forget about what the other person did, to leave some roshem, some impact based on what the other person did. If not a big thing, then a small thing, right? Derech Moshe said, "La'adam in tirtzalit emes hazeh asher lo ratzu lo ases lachokish nisrachta lefachos lo sidneu b'sever ponim yachos." Even if you end up giving him what he needs, but you'll give it to him with a face, you know what I mean? You're not going to do it cheerfully. Just to let him know, listen, I didn't forget what you did to me. You won't do anything bad to him, but you won't want to do any favors for him either. Right? You want to help him too much. You'll go through the motions, you know, but you'll make it clear that you're not sticking your neck out for this person. Or, you'll do it in such a way that you'll simply avoid contact with the person. That's the drive that people have, to leave some roshim. Somebody's wronged you, somebody's insulted you, someone's offended you, so you want to take some form of revenge. Again, it may vary. It may not be that you actually do something bad to him, but you'll certainly perhaps want to separate your relationship with him, and so on. That's why the pasuk which speaks about nekama is the pasuk that concludes v'ahavta lo'echa kamocha. It's the same pasuk I mentioned before. That's the famous half of the pasuk. V'ahavta lo'echa kamocha, kamocha b'li shum hefresh, kamocha b'li chilukim, b'li tachbulos, mizimus, kamocha mamish. That's the challenge that the Torah presents, that a person should deal that way with people. Yeah. Okay, so let's see, others will bring that up. But Mesilas Yesharim is simply describing why it's so challenging, because, you know, a person's nature is such that, that you do want to get back. It's interesting that Taz, in a different context, it's Simon Reish Chav Ches in Yoredeya, Sivkot and Yud Gimel, so Taz mentions, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a neder, not to, you know, angry at somebody, so you take a neder, not to lend them anything, so, you know, ties in with this point. But I want to mention that the Taz points out that this is averos she'odom morgo behem. These are the type of errors that people are regularly violating. You know, dealing with other people to sort of take revenge and to not lend somebody because he didn't lend you, that's people averos she'odom morgo behem. K'gon elu she'ol ha'ashil kelev, shekimat rov ha'olam nichso behem. Right? And the Taz says, much of the world, we do this all the time. If somebody wronged you, so next time, may not openly say it, but you know, you'll like the Mesilas Yesharim said, there'll be some kind of roshim. And so the Taz, I'm just pointing out, the Taz mentions this is a this is a type of avera which people do violate. On the other hand, and I'm back to the other side, the Gemara in Brachos makes a statement on Daf Lamed Gimel with Aleph. The Gemara says, surprisingly perhaps, Gedola Nekoma. Great is the concept of revenge. Gedola Nekoma. Shenitna bein shtei osios. Because it is recorded in Tanakh in between, as a sandwich in between two presentations of the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema, our famous pasuk, it's famous because in the Shir Shal Yom on Wednesdays, and we say it also in Pesukah Dezimah, it says, Kale Nekoma Hashem. Hashem is described. Kael and the Kael and Hashem sandwich the word Nekama. The Gemara is Lashon Gedol and Nekama Shem and Shteyos and Emar Kael and Nekama Hashem. And then it mentions other things which are between two names. Mikdash is in between, you know, other things which Deo is between two names of Hashem. So the Gemara says, Lamed Gimel and Alf and Brochas, Gedol and Nekama. And we don't have to look far to see the fact that there are psukim in Tanakh. You look at the end of Shiras HaAzinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described, or describes himself, and Parshas HaZinu really started in Pasuk Lamed Hay and Parak Lamed Beis. It says, you know, in the Pasuk Lamed Hay, Li Nakam V'Shilem, mine is vengeance and retribution, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Nakam V'Shilem. Leis Tamut Aglam and so on. And a few psukim later again, if you look at the conclusion of the Shiras HaZinu, the famous pasuk, again we say it in Abarachim Shabbos morning, Harninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avodav Yikom V'Nakom Yoshi V'Tzor V'Chipar Admos Amo. O nation, sing the praise of his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, he will bring retribution upon his foes, and he will appease his land and his people. I mean, that, you know, that's in the, you know, we put that, as I said before, in Avarachamim, which is really on, I guess on those Shabbos, we say Avarachamim, so it says a couple of things, right? It says, Kasubataris Moshe lo Isha Kim, that posuk, and then Vayidea Varecha Nabim Kosub Lemar, a posuk in Treyosar, v'nikesi domam lo nikesi v'Hashem shachem tzino v'chish ha'kodesh nemar lo mayomer ha'goyim tzintilam ha'el Eloheihem Elokeihem yivoda ba'goyim le'inenu nikmas damav adecha shofuch. Right, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should take revenge against those who have harmed us, so we're mispallow for revenge. Avinu Malkeinu nikom le'inenu nikmas damav adecha shofuch. It's one of the Avinu Malkeinus, yeah. Right, kind of, and we, right, exactly as I mentioned, someone who was murdered by the terrorists or by the Nazis, we say, Hashem yikom dom, Hashem avenge his blood. Now, if you're going to tell me, well, that's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a good answer. These are things which we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean we take Nekama, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take Nekama. But the fact is, at least with regards to Milchama, the Pasuk says in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph of Bamidbar, Pasuk Aleph Meis, Vadebah Shemosh Lamar, Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis HaMidyonim. Right, Hashem told Moshe, take revenge against the Midianim. So clearly, one has to conclude that there are occasions and situations where it is permissible and perhaps even admirable and correct to take Nekama. So we need to figure out exactly what the guidelines are. So there's a Gemara in Yuma, really the principal sugya is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph. It actually starts on the very bottom of Chav Beis and Beis. The Amar B'Yochanan Mishumim Shimon Yehot Sarek, Kol Talmud Chacham, she'eno nokein v'noter kenochash, eno Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham who doesn't take revenge and bear a grudge like a snake is not really a Talmud Chacham. I remember talking with a Rosh Yeshiva, a certain yeshiva, so he told me, based on his experience in that particular yeshiva, was there are a lot of Talmud Chacham around here. But that's what the Gemara says, Ein kol Talmud Chacham, she'eno nokein v'noter kenochash, eno Talmud Chacham. Dechsiv, that's what it says. The Talmud Chacham should take revenge. So ask the Gemara right away in the top of Chav Gimel and Aleph. What do you mean? The Haksiv lo sikam lo sita. Our pasuk. What are you talking about? What are you? Talmud Chacham was supposed to take revenge. You have a pasuk lo sikam. It's a lav in the chumash. What's going on? So answers the Gemara. Hahu b'mamon hu dechsiv. That's only talking about in monetary areas. When it comes to monetary matters, there's a lav of lo sikam. Is a monetary issue. And when it comes to monetary matters, you're not allowed to take revenge against somebody else. D'tanya, as the Brisa said, and that's what Rashi and Chumash quoted in Kedoshim there, that we read before, Ezoi Nekima Vezoi Netira, Nekima Amalo Hashileni Magalcha Amalo La Lumacha Amalo Hua Tashlina Kadumecha Amalo Eni Masucha Kedera Shloi Shaltani Zui Nekima, right? Rashi quoted this Gemara. The guy says, lend me your tool. And you ask somebody, can I borrow your tool? He says, no. Tomorrow he comes and wants to borrow a tool from you. And you say, no, that's Nekima. And the other one again, Beizu Netira Amalei Hashileni Kadumecha Amalei Lo Lamacha Amalei Hashileni Chalukha. A different thing, yes, a shirt, whatever the examples are. I mean, we shouldn't talk about the examples, but that's not for now. Amalo Helach, here you are, Eini Kimoslo Shloshatani, Zui Netira. So the Gemara seems to say, and we'll have to keep this point in mind, that the lav of Lo Sikam is in monetary issues. The guy wants to borrow, you know, so you lend it to him. But when it comes to a personal affront, that's what it looks like now. A person, a guy offended me personally, so then I can bear a grudge. I can take revenge on him in an appropriate fashion. That's what it looks like in the Gemara. And that's how the Gemara resolves the question. A Talmid Chacham, who has the additional issue that when you start off with a Talmid Chacham, so there's also a Kavod HaTorah matter, which we're not going to go into now, but he's supposed to take revenge. So he asks the Gemara, wait a minute. The Tzara Degufa Lo, is that true that when it comes to Tzara Degufa, either personal suffering or some kind of a Tzara, it doesn't apply? The Hatanya, the famous Brisa, Haneh Lovin, Ve'enan Olvin, Shomin Cherpasan, Ve'enan Meshivin, Osim Me'aba, Usmechin Bisurin, Aleina Kosl Omer, Ba'olav, Ketzeis HaShemesh Bigur Oso. There's another Brisa which says, people who are Haneh Lovin, people who are insulted, Ve'enan Olvin, but they don't insult anybody else, or Shomin Cherpasan, they hear their own shame, they're embarrassed, but they don't embarrass others, and they serve Hashem with Ava and Simcha, whatever. So that's the Pasuk says, Ava of those who love Hashem, Ketzeis HaShem Shigur Oso. They'll be like the sun, and it's the most powerful, point in the sky, and so on. It's a praiseworthy Pasuk. So that seems to say, that's not talking about money, it says, Nelovin, Ve'enan Olvin, they're suffering insults, they're Cherpasan, they're embarrassed. That's not money. So where it says, Lo'olam Denokit Le'i Belibe. No, we're talking about the Talmud Chacham doesn't do anything, but he keeps it in his heart. And Rashi says, he won't stop someone else from bringing this person to justice or straighten things out. That's what it means. And then the Gemara says, but what about the Gemara? It's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which says that somebody who's Mavir al Midosav, he puts aside his own, a situation, his own suffering, so to speak. So Mavrilo Kolpshov, so the reward is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with him so strictly either. But that's the Mephais Elo Mephais. That's when the person asks for forgiveness. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That Gemara appears in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. And there Rashi says, Amavra Midosa, what does it mean? She'eno, that's in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin Hamadak, She'eno Medakdik, Limdod Mido Mitzarim. He's not so particular about people who bother him and so on. Discuss the lashon mavirin. Whatever it means, that's the proper way to behave. So again, we have sort of conflicting messages here regarding the comment. Certainly, it seems clear from that Gemara that when it comes to monetary matters, that's the example Rashi quotes in Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim. When it comes to monetary matters, you can't take revenge. We're not talking now about taking a person to court for legal issues. And I'm not talking about there's a legal and the guy's not mechuyev to lend you his rake. Okay, so when we're not talking about where somebody wronged somebody legally and you can have legal redress, we're talking about where it's beyond that, yeah.
A goel adam falls into the category.
Yeah, it would seem to, yeah.
We see in the
fashions
now.
Sure. Yeah. Enoch Hanami. Enoch Hanami. Right, all kinds of halachas about it, yeah, Enoch Hanami. Let's see what those says. On the other hand, we do see that, the Gemara says, he's supposed to take revenge. On the other hand, not in monetary matters. Let's try and figure out what exactly this is about. So the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Shin Beis, it would appear, well actually the Nekima is in Mitzvah Shin Dalet, but we'll see in a second why I'm bringing up Shin Beis. Mitzvah Shin Beis, Mitzvah Losaseh Shin Beis. The Ram writes, Hu she's yiharnu misnok tenu chetzeni, you're not allowed to hate somebody. V'u'amu lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha. And it's not just tam hatred, he says, if a person if you demonstrate to somebody else that you hate him, so ain't over a love there, because that love is lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha, internally. But if you demonstrate it, who over a lo sikom, lo sito, you violate lo sikom, you demonstrate hatred and you take revenge on somebody else. Okay, you violate that is, so you violate v'haftarecha kamocha. In Mitzvah Shindalad, the Rambam writes again, lo losa says Shindalad, he shes yar, his here no shalom linkom to same to same, and I'll let it take in the kama. You want to chase after that guy till you can pay him back the bad thing. Oh, you cause him pain the way he caused you pain. The Torah says you're not allowed to do that. And it gives an example again with the axe and so on. So it looks a little bit from this Rambam, although I can't totally necessarily make the 100% case, although I think I can from the Mishnah Torah, which we'll see in a second. It looks in that Rambam that the idea is that this love of lo sikom relates to a person's attitude. It's a mental situation. A person shouldn't be that kind of person. It's not so much the action that you do to the other person. Okay, and I think it's clearer from the Rambam a little bit later in Mitzvah Seh Shin Yud Zayin, which talks about cursing somebody else, Lav Shin Yud Zayin. So the Rambam says as follows. He says there again, it's still in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says the issue is not so much, because where does a lot of cursing somebody out come from? Lo sekalel cheresh. Not like curse a deaf person. What's the difference? He doesn't hear you anyways. Right? It wasn't bothering him. I'm talking about he didn't do it, he couldn't read your lips, right? He didn't hear him anyways. So the Rambam says, evidently, the Kiatora like Peter being in Hamakulo Levad. It's not a matter of you did something bad to this person. Avalik Peter being in Hamakalel Gamkain, Shehiz Hira Shaloya Nia Navso Elanakoma, Velo Yargileo Lichos. You should control yourself not to be the type of person who takes revenge and was quick to anger. V'chein matzina b'alei kabola hevi uraya, they brought a raya from Cheresh and so on. And again, the Rambam, by bringing Nekomas, it seems to say Nekomas is the same thing. It's a type of thing you should keep that, you should be away from that kind of behavior. Even if it doesn't victimize the other person. Because at the end of the day, you know, the guy wants to borrow the rake, so he'll borrow the rake from somebody else. It didn't have a lasting impact. He comes to me for my rake. Well, yesterday you wouldn't lend me your weed whack or whatever, so I'm not giving you my rake today. So borrow the rake from another neighbor. It may not even be a long-term problem. But it's a long-term problem, because it's indicative of a certain attitude. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis writes as follows, the end of Perek Zayin, the end of Hilchos Deis. Perek Zayin, Aloch Zayin, the Rambam writes, Hanoke mischavera ov velo sase shem velo sikom. The afo pisha ain't a loke. You don't get malchus because there is no action. There's nothing you did. However, he says, das ro'ahi ad ma'od. It is a very, the Rambam is not necessarily prone towards exaggeration. So when the Rambam writes, das ro'ahi ad ma'od, so it's a strong statement. He said, this is a bad way of thinking. It's a bad way of being. Very bad. Ela ro'ahi la'adam lios ma'vir al-kol dibre ha'olam. A person should let things slide, as we would say today. Shakol etzam avinim dibre hevel v'havoy ve'ena kedai linkom alehem. In the broader scheme of things, what's the big deal? So the person did it. Okay, so you let it go. Right? Most things in this world, the Rambam says, are not worth getting so upset about. You know, people get heart attacks over, and I'm not leaving myself out of this. We get worked up about things. But the Rambam is telling us most things that are not kedai. It's dibre hevel v'havoy. And then he says, Ketzer, and Nikimus, he gives that example. But Perek Zayin of Hilchos Deis Halacha Zayin. Zayin is on the Kima, and then Ches is in the Tira. So the Rambam, the very end, the last two Halachas of Hilchos Deis in Perek Zayin. So he says, this is the way that a person should be. And then again, it's Ela Yimcha Adavim Milibo, knock this stuff out of your mind, and take it away from your mind. And Vizuya Adan Echona, Shef Shei Skayim Ba Yishuva Aret, Umatson, Umatona Shubnei Adam Zayim Zeh. You take this approach, then it'll be good for for building up relationships between people and the way things should be. So Paskin's the Rambam. Now, so again, the point I'm trying to make here actually is that according to the Rambam, I think that Losikom, it's a bad midah. It's not so much what you did to someone else, that it says you have this approach. And I think it's clear the Rambam in the Mor and the Vuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Hey, so he mentions that he divides the mitzvahs, so to speak, into different categories, and matching the categories of the 14 books of Yadah HaZokah. So he writes, HaKvutza HaShlishis Koleles Es HaMitzvahs HaTluyas BaHachsharas HaMidos. The third group are things which are designed, so to speak, to refine a person's midos. The Heim Asher Maninom BeHilchos Deis. Those are the things that I put in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam, the Morah Buchim, right? Those are the things that he put in Hilchos Deis in the Yadah HaZokah. V'yadua ki b'minas hatovos yu takinim yachsei b'nei adam v'kutzeim. It's good that people will get along. That's why I put it. So the Rambam is telling us in the Morah Buchim that whatever he put in Hilchos Deis are halachas, are things which relate to, a person perfecting his attitude. It's an attitude issue. The Sefer HaChinuch says the same thing. The Sefer HaChinuch is in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, Mitzvah Shalol Linkom. So he writes, Mishar she hamitzah, so this is what Yitzhak said before, she yeda ha'adam yiten ed libo, ki kola she yikreu mitov ad ra, anything that happens to you, good or bad, hu siba she tovol ames Hashem baruch hu. There's a reason why Kodesh baruch hu that happened. Umiyar ha'adam yari shochib lo yed dover bilti vitzon Hashem baruch hu. The other person wouldn't do this to you if this were not the rotzon of Kodesh baruch hu. Al kain, kishi tzareu yachiveu adam, when somebody causes you pain or anguish, yeda benavsho ki avonosov garmu, Hashem the other person is like, oh, just a shliach, it's all my Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'lo yashis machshav tol limko mimenu. You don't take revenge against that guy. Ki hu eino sivas ra. So that's not the reason why this happened. Ki avono misaviv. And this is, then he's unbelievable, because he says, uchemo sh'amar David, like David HaMelech, when you look in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that's when the story of Shimon ben Gera happened. So David said, kamo sh'amar David, hanichu lo yikalel. Right? David didn't react when Simon ben Gera cursed him out. And Amal ki Amal Hashem Yisborach ha'atol ha'inan b'cheto v'lo b'Simon ben Gera. As the Minchas Chinuch asks right away, in those days, that was then, but this morning's Haftorah, you know, he did get back, you know, he mentions that. He says, when we call Malchum Tzarchian, he says, Abu Be'emes David HaMelech HaShem Nokam Imenu, Kimvur B'Melochim. Right, the passage that we mentioned earlier in this morning's Haftorah, Umasha Shosak Oz Hayalo Ezatam, and the Minchas Chinuch doesn't give it. In the footnotes, in the new edition of the Minchas Chinuch, in the footnote Dalet, he mentions, I didn't look it up, but he quotes the Mishnah HaMelech in the Sefer Parashas Drachim. He said David didn't want to bother him then because he knew b'nevuah that Shimon ben Gera was going to be an ancestor of Mordechai. Because, you know, the part of Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi, right, he was a descendant of this Shimon ben Gera, maybe if you want to bother him then, right, and as far as why he asked his son to do it, whatever, so they discuss a little bit, their mama comments about it, which I'm not going into now. But leaving out the Minchas Chinuch finds it a little strange to say that the author of the Chinuch would bring Shimon ben Gera as an example, when, and I guess it's a good example at the time, but Lamaisa later on, David does get back to Shimon. But be that as it may, again, you
that,
see from...
That may be the issue, that not the end...
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's going to come to good. So hold that thought. But that's the Sefer HaChinuch. Again, it seems to me that it's an agreement with the Rambam that that it's a matter of what's in your heart. And others say the same thing. The Smag, for example, in Mitzvah Yud Aleph.
There's no pleasure in having someone after a person's
died. Right. So that's going to come. Right. Doesn't care. Right. It's not.
How can you get a pleasure from that? So that's right.
Right, so that's a different thing. We'll come back to that. I just want to show a few other makaros. That's the question. He's going to be... We'll see. Okay, could be. Let's just look. I want to show you quickly the smog. It's not the same pleasure.
Not the same.
All right, and we'll see. The smog in Lav Yud Aleph says the same thing. Hanokem al chaver over below says Hashem lo sikom. Afal bishen loka lav zemikom akum dea roi had mode. He also said it's a bad kind of attitude. So he also says this is something that's in the lave. The Sefer Chassidim, I'm just going to quickly answer a couple of the makaros. The Sefer Chassidim mentions in Kuf Pei Gimel, in the Os, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, in Sefer Chassidim, Echor HaMitzar HaChacham, someone who's bothering someone, and the Talmidim said to do it, he says, no, I'm not going to do it. If I end up punishing someone else, really I should punish myself. Right, he said, "If I'm going to do it, it's my fault." Ki abonosai gomel letzar zesh. Amar akasul and son alaki motzas avon avdecha. Right, it relates to this, the Seder from 2 weeks ago. What was Yehuda's reaction when they found the goblet in Binyamin's sack? Amar Yehuda says, "Borali she'echad me'avdecha somah gavia b'amtachto." I know Binyamin didn't steal it. This was obviously a frame. It was obviously set up. One of your men put it in. Ella avonenu goram shebolano hatzar. But avonenu, that's what the pasuk says. Hello, Kim motzas avon avdecha. Right there, Yehuda recognized right away. He knew Binyamin didn't steal it. He knew this was all a setup. What can he do? He knows this is on Kodesh Baruch. What's he going to take revenge? Okay. So and he also mentioned about Shimon Gera. So the Sefer Chassidim makes the exact same point. It's interesting. The Sefer Charedim, we've quoted from time to time. The Sefer Charedim organizes the mitzvahs on the basis of the parts of the body with which you do the mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs you do with your hand. This is the mitzvah with your head. These are the mitzvahs with your mouth. And these are the mitzvahs with you. So he has in Perek Chaf Aleph of this edition, among the mitzvahs that you, Perek Chaf Aleph is entitled, Mitzvahs Lo Sasem Natar Tu Is Belay. In the heart, so he mentions, Lo Sikon Velo Sitor. It's Chaf and Chaf Aleph. Right? This is, again, so it's something which is, you know, which in your heart. It's not so much, again, I think stressing that it's not so much the action, but the person's attitude. And the Chavetz Chaim as well, in Avas Chesed, in the Perek Dalad, Osei, the Chavetz Chaim writes, V'da'o demuchach mikola rishonim, de'isra anekimu afilin lo heishiv lo. What does it mean? You look in the Rashi, and in that Gemara, it says, what happened here? The guy said, can I borrow you? The next, second day, the guy refused to lend me his tool yesterday, comes and says to me, can I borrow your tool? And he said, no, I'm not giving it to you because you didn't give it to me yesterday. So what if I don't say that? I just say, no, you can't have my tool. So the Chavetz Chaim writes, the Muchach Mikola Rishonim to Yisra Nekiwa Filim Lo Heishiv Lo Eni Mashilcha Ela Mishayedo Benavsho Shemitam Zehum Onem Elahetim Over Belav Zeh. Same idea. It doesn't matter what he actually told the guy. He may have told the guy, sorry, it's broken, or I don't have one, or whatever it may be. But he knows himself. So again, I think it illustrates the point that this is a midah issue, the way a person should be. It's not so much that the other guy was now going to be offended again. You got him back, you didn't lend it to him, ha ha ha. He may think for a different reason, but you didn't give it to him. That's what Chofetz Chaim writes. What? Yeah, right, and that's where the connection is to. I don't have time to talk about it, yes, because it's also in the lake. However, I just want to point out, for the sake of, being totally honest, the smack, the Sefer Mitzvah's cotton in Mitzvah Kof Lamed Aleph, seems to say that you only violate this love, if you actually do make it clear to the other person. Shalo lintor, dixiv, velo sitor, koma, shalo yomar lechavero, hareni mashal, you shouldn't say. Right, he seems to, and Lincoln, that was in the Kuf Lamed Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, Shalom Lincoln, the Siv Lo Sikom, Koma Shalom Yimayin Lahashil, and Lo Sinkom, he doesn't say, but it's possible that the saying is part of the action. I don't know, it's possible from the Smach. But what I will show it's interesting is that in the Sefer HaMitzvah Ben Usadjagon, in Losas and in Gimel, Nadal and Hay, which is Nekim and Natir, among other things, so he mentions, he quotes the Maharshal, on his commentary on the Sefer on the Smach. He says, it is only applies, cause of the Haina Mishum Nikima, lo osra kosuv ela bechavero. It's only if you do this to a friend of yours. Why? Mishum the cave and the chaverahu, hadover nearish also came Mishum the Kama. Because it's clear you're doing it from the Kama. Another stranger comes off the street, so I probably wouldn't lend them my tools anyway. Who are you, right? I mean, somebody else on the street, it wouldn't be clear that it, even though he might have done something to me, so it, the relationship is not such that it's clear that it's in the Kama. Aval adam achas, you know, chaverah, afal pisha omer, any mishalcha, kamosho ishaltani, ein hadvarim nirin kinokim. So claims the Marshal. Yuchim Vishal Perlo, in his commentary, disagrees, and he says that everybody is not like that, that Marshal. He says, Iker Dibre Marshal was it's Tamua, it's Chiddush Din Gadol, so it doesn't say that anyplace else. But alright, it could be that there are some Shitas that say, that stress that it is the action. But okay, that's, we have to look into that. But now the question is the following. Getting back to the Gemara, I think most of people say that it's a matter of your attitude, not just the action. We can make a case that some say, no, the action is more important. But getting back to the Gemara that we started with, in Yuma Dachov Gimel, the Gemara seems to say, as I said before, that it's only, the whole issue of Losikom is only in monetary matters. So is that the case? So we take a look at some of the regular Rishonim. So Rabbeinu Yonah discusses this in the Shari Tshuva. It's in Shar Gimel Os Lamed Ches. Lo Sikom, Lo Sitor, and so on. He says, he describes what it is, and he says, V'omu Rabbeinu Seinu Rabbeinu Baruch Ki Azhara Sanatiro Al Dover Shebe Mamon. Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's what the Gemara says. It's Dover Shebe Mamon. Aval Al Divrei Gaiva Vavuz Udrishas Ra, Mutar Losim Dvaro Advarim Alibo. You can bear a grudge and remember those things where there was an ad hominem attack, or, on a personal affront, not in the monetary realm. The Amr of Seidach on Vachal Zer, Kol Tamid Chacham, Sher Nokim Notar Kenochash, Eno Tamid Chacham, unless the guy is in Mechila, obviously. But basically, the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying, which is the simple reading of the Gemara, that it's only by a matter of Dover Shebe Mamon. The Smag, also, in Mitzvahs Lo Saseh Yud Beis, the Smag also says, he quotes the Gemara about Talmud Chacham, and also says, B'mamon hu dechsiv. It's only in monetary matters. However, if it's some other type of bizarre, it's not so. By other people, it's a nice thing, it's a midas hasidus to, not to bear it in mind, but it's not part of the violation of Lo Sikom. That's the Smag. He said, right, he said, as we said, that's only the Talmud Chacham. He goes into that. Shabizu b'farhesia, shasul imchol kvoda, because it's a dim Talmud Chacham, a special thing, because it's Kavarat Torah, or whatever. But he says, ushar kol adam shemispotetim im chaverehem. But other people who get into these arguments, afal pisha ain't love b'zeh, im yinkom im chaverehem. There's no love, because not a monetary. Mikom lokum, it's chasidus ulahavim midosav, like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we mentioned. Okay, so that's how the Smag learns as well. And the Sefer Yerayim seems to say the same thing. The Yerayim writes in Mitzvah Mem, it's only in monetary matters, and he brings an interesting proof, because he says, if you look at those psukim in Parshas Kedoshim, he said all the things mentioned in those general couple of psukim are all monetary issues. Lo sashok, not to withhold wages from workers, b'meh inyan medaber, b'mamon pula socher, eisek gezel, leket pera gneva, Kichesh b'mamon shikar, all the things that appear in the, that he mentions, one of the Yud Gil Midos is to look at something in context. Yud Gil Midos HaTorah Nidrashet Ben is to see something in context. So the Yerayim writes in Siman Mem that if you look in the context of where this pasuk appears in Parshas Kedoshim, well, Sikkim, it's in the context of monetary disputes. So that's why it makes sense to say it's only a matter of monetary disputes. So the Yerayim says that as well, yeah. I mean, what would the Nekima be? Right.
Right. And that's surely not going to be allowed.
Right, but you know, you could say, I would distance myself from him, I want more to do with him as a friend. Right, well. No, it looks like it would be. No, it looks like it would not, right. I'm saying it would look like it would not be. That's what everybody's saying, that it's only a monetary matter. If a guy just insults me, so I distance myself from him, so that's not a common. That's what we're saying. According to all these we've shown him, again, we saw the Arayim and the Smog and looking at the Meiri in 1 second. I was thinking about that question, and we usually assume not. It's a good horror. But the horror in the Arayim. The Meiri writes in the Beis HaBechira, and at the beginning of Daf Chav Gimel Alf and Yom, he writes, the Kima Natir Bechol Inyanim Sheben Mamon Asura. Right, he says, but monetary matters, maybe for your reason. But to distance yourself from somebody who called you names or he offended you, okay, so that would not be in the category of Nekama. And finally, among these commentaries, the Yamshul Shlomo writes that such as all the Yamshul Shlomo is in Bava Kama, Perek Ches, Simon Mem Dalad. Okay, I will save time and not reading inside now, but he quotes that that's also the Sheet of Tosis. So you have many, many Rishonim who say that the issue of not to take revenge is only in monetary issues, but if there's some other type of quarrel, then that's not the Chlal Losikom, and at best you have what the Sefer, the Smog writes, is a Midas Hasidus, to be a nice guy, to let it go by, but it would not be in violation of Losikom. However, here's the problem. Strikingly, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam never makes that chiluk. The Rambam never says it. The Rambam, again at the end of Parag Zayin of Hilchos Deis, when he presents the Dini of Nokein, he never says this. He gives the example with the axe, you know, Yulam Yurtu, Alam Yurtu, but he never says this is only in monetary matters. He never restricts, huh?
He does so. He says it's delayed.
Right, but I'm saying he never mentions that it's only in monetary matters where the Isser applies. I'm saying, in other words, what we're saying from all these other Rishonim is that the only time you violate Osikum is in monetary issues. But if it's just some other kind of affront that the person did, then it would not be a violation of Osikum. Maximum would be with Midas Chassidus. Sounds like it's not just a honor. Yeah. Okay, I'll read it around. Hanokim is chavera over below saser, shema lo sikom. And it doesn't say only, the way the we read it before, the way the Meiri says, I'll just contrast the language. Okay, the Meiri writes, again, nekimu natir b'chol inyanam shebe mamon asura. That's the Meiri's presentation, but that's not the Rambam's presentation. So, the Rambam doesn't mention it. Does not, you know, and Yitzchak's point is the fact that it's in Hilchos Deis and not elsewhere in Geneva, wherever else, Shechinim, wherever else you might put it, is also indicative of something. So that's what I'm saying. Perhaps if we put everything together, because it hammers the point home that according to the Rambam, even though we said other Rishonim agreed, probably most agree, but the Rambam perhaps even more so, this is really Tikkun HaMidos. And it doesn't, if you hold.
I assume that all the people who we've quoted before.
Also said like that.
All
I think so too, but what I'm suggesting is that according to the other Rishonim, it's Tikkun HaMidos if it's in the realm of what is halachically prohibited. In other words, it's defined by the halachic prohibition, as opposed to the Rambam seems to say this is just, it's a bad trait, period. You know, I don't know. The Chinuch also does not make the Chiluk. The Sefer Chinuch also, and the Minchas Chinuch raises the question. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph raises the question. He says, in Os Aleph, he says, "V'yumachav gimel v'ur the dafke b'mamon over alav hazeh." Right? The Gemara Yuma says only. I mean, it's a Gemara. It's only b'mamon. Aval tzar degufa ena over alav zeh v'alav de lo sitor. V'hu rak b'midas chasidus. The Harambam eno mevio. The Gam Arav mechaber, meaning the Chinuch, also hashmito ba'adarava. Near midvar of the over b'chol inyan. V'zeh soser l'shas meforish. I mean, it's against it off in the Gemara. That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Huh? Okay, but it seems to be against. The Ayin Rambam, it's okay, anyway, he says, V'tzorach in, at the end, he said, V'tzorach in ala Rambam, uv'prat ala Rav mechaber, shenir midvorav lehefech. So, you have a kasha against the Rambam, the presentation of the Rambam, out of the Minchas Chinuch, who both seem to say it applies all the time. So this is a kasha which everybody deals with. You know, a lot of people who write on the Rambam are bothered by this, because it seems to be a foreshadowing. The truth is, I'll just show a couple of places, Shalom Shuvas Chikri Leib in the Yoredei Chel Gimel Siman Pei. I was sent to that by the footnote in the Minchas Chinuch. Didn't happen to know the Chikri Leib about that, but he mentioned. Gotta be honest. Okay, have to be honest. So the Chikri Leib gives the tarot. He says, "Well, one second. The Chikri Leib is a Sfarad Shigoto Chazan as well. Yosef Akon, Yosef Chazan. Okay. So anyway, it's." As everything. Okay. And a long tshuva. So anyway, in Yoredei Chel Gimel Siman Pei, the Chikri Leib writes, he says, Takashi, what's the whole thing? So he says he thinks that the answer is, if you look carefully in the Gemara, okay, we'll go back to the Gemara. The Gemara rejected that teretz. Because the Gemara first said, it's only by moment. But then he goes, wait a minute, isn't there another brisa which says, the Gemara went on. So the Chikri Leib says perhaps the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch learn that Gemara, the continuation of the Gemara is a rejection of that teretz. That was only the first teretz. The first the Gemara says, we'll review the structure of the Gemara. It says, Kol Tamar Chacham, Shein Noke Vino Kenot, No Kei Vino Ter Kenochas, Eno Tamar Chacham. It says Lo Sikom. So the Gemara says, no, that's only by Mammon Lo Sikom. But then the Gemara says another Kasher. It is a Brisa which says that a person should take his suffering and so on. So then they come with a different teretz that, well, it means he only keeps in his mind, but he doesn't act on it. So the Chikri Leib says perhaps the Rambam and the Chinuch learn that the second Kasher in effect, refuted the Teretz. So, l'halacha, it's not just b'mamon. What I did see, without the footnote over there, the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says that in the Sefer Porach Mate Aaron on Hilchos Deis, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, "V'nir alomer she'ain kushin neged aram me'agemora. Darei sham ala member b'gemora ha'hu b'mamon hu d'ksiv ha'v'tzar gufalo porach ha'gemora. V'tzar d'gufalo v'atanya ha'nelom me'in an oven shomer cherpoz v'shivin etc. In kein mashma v'zeh sha'teretz ha'hu b'mamon ha'v'tzar d'gufalo nidche." Right, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says that without quoting the Chikri Leib says the same thing. And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's uncle, the Avodas HaMelech, we've mentioned in the past, Menachem Krakowski was the Yashar Ber and the Baron's uncle. So he has the Sefer called Avodas HaMelech on the Rambam just in Sefer Hamado. So he says the same thing. He says that teretz was rejected. So they get out of it. What's interesting is that in the commentary of the again with official Perlow's commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Nosadji going there in same thing Losa Sendum Gimel Nadal and Hey, he says that there was he found a tshuva. I mean, he had the bekias without. He said he has a tshuva from Avram Ben Arambam, from whom it's clear that the Rambam may have had a different gears in that Gemara altogether. Okay, so he said, as a whole, he quotes in this, the Maisa Nisim, which is the Chuvas of Avram, Shalhoi Shalafon of Girsa Achrisa Besugid Yuma. Because our Gemara has, Huba Mamun who Dixiv, our Maisa Nisim Kosov, and when they asked that Kasha, they answered, Huba Mila da Oraisa, Huba Mila da Alma. The answer is, was it, Dvarim, what was the nature of the offense? Was it against Torah, or was it just a stamina offense? So from this, Rav Sadigon says, Rechum Fischel Perlow says, maybe there were a whole kasha hating this on, like they say in the issue. You know, didn't know the kasha didn't begin in the first place, because it doesn't, the Rambam may have had a different girsa. It's also possible to suggest, and I didn't see anyone suggest this, but it's possible that the Sifra, you take a look in the Sifra in Kedoshim, the Torah's Kohanim, it doesn't make that chilek either. The Sifra's in Perek Dalad Parsha Yud, or Perek Dalad Alocha Yud, it just mentions what's Lo Sikom, and it gives the example of the lending, it doesn't say it. So maybe, the Rambam, the Gemara says such a chiluk, even without the Baron Soloveitchik and the Chikri Leib and the Avodas HaMelech's answer. Maybe, the Gemara in the Bavli does say that it's only by Mammon, but there's a Sifra which doesn't make such a chiluk, so maybe the Rambam and the Chinuch, we're going with the Sifra, it's possible. It is possible, at the end of the day, to suggest, therefore, that we have a machlokas between Rambam and the Chinuch on one side, who hold that Lo Sikom applies to everything, and other Rishonim seem to say it's only in the realm of Mammon, and actually, the Chofetz Chaim, in the Psicha, to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, where he goes through all of the terrible things you can violate by talking Lashon Hara. So he goes through all the Asays you violate, and all the Lavin you violate, and all the Oros you violate. So in the Lavin, a ches and test, lefamim, shamasapa, over gam ken alav, lo sikom lo sitor. Sometimes when you tell Lashon Hara, so you violate lo sikom lo sitor also. And although in the text here he says, it's a mammon issue, he has a long footnote in the Ber Mayim Chaim, he goes to the whole machokas, quoting some of the Marmakomas we mentioned tonight, and he concludes that it's a machokas ben arishonim, in mutam in atur lin komimenu. Again, hayotze midvarenu in tsiaro tsar de gufa, machokas ben arishonim, mutam in atur lin komimenu, usveka der aisa lachumra. So we have a Sfeika Daraisa, right? You have a bunch of Rishonim who say that it only applies in monetary matters, but not in some other type of affront. Whereas the Rambam, the Chinuch, said it does. So the Chavetz Chaim happens to say that he thinks it's a Sfeika Daraisa. And if we have to be machmer and not take the common in the other case either. Although later on, it's, as it's pointing out, later on in the, in the Hilchus Rechilus in Klal Hay, Klal Hay is in Oz Dalet, he mentions only monetary, and the Mishnah Berurah as well, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, in Aruch Chaim, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, is that long, Simen Kuf Nun Vav is like the catch-all Simen, where the Magen Avraham has a long Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Vav in Aruch Chaim, where it goes through everything that doesn't fit in anywhere else in the Shulchan Aruch is there, you know, different Isurim and different Hanhagas and Midas Chassidus, so the Mishnah Berurah follows suit. So there's a long, the long Mishnah Berurah, and it's Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sifkat and Gimel, but it goes on quite a bit. So he mentions Anokei Mechavera Ov Velos Hashem Velosi Velositar Keitzad, and he gives the example, and he quotes Kosev and Elezim Amitz, that's the Arayim, who said that it's only a monetary matter, and he brings the proof because that's what the context is about. And so the Mishnah Berurah, even though in the Chavetz Chaim he said it's a Sfeika Daraisa, the Mishnah Berurah leans to say that it's only in Mamonos. But it's interesting that Rav Kook has in one of his form called Mitzvahs Re'iyah, so he has Ha'oros to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. So, huh? Rav Kook is after the Chavetz Chaim. Oh, the Chavetz Chaim and Mishnah Berurah. I think the Chavetz Chaim was written first. Good question. Rav Kook has Ha'oros to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim in the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs Re'iyah. So he mentions, he basically says, he quotes why the Rav and the Chinuch don't say it. He says, Kvar Tom Allah b'minchas Chinuch, aval adina, you know, what can we do? Eich efshar lachkor sugya rucha. He wants to learn that the Gemara is what it is. And, you know, you can't just undo it like, you know, the Chikr Lev want to do it, say it doesn't mean. That's not the Pashat reading of the Gemara. So he says, V'nirish aramba ma'achinuch haya kavanosam shalol lefarsim davish hol pirtza. He says, even though technically it's mutter to take revenge when it's not monetary, but the Rav and the Chinuch, it's not a nice way to behave. And it fits in what we said before. If we're talking about behavior, so they don't want to tell you, by the way, it's okay to take the common other situations. That's not, now, I thought that's not the way the Rambam operates. You know, the Rambam is more precise than that, but that's, you know, that's what Rav Kook says. He says, the nearest Rav and Chinuch, Kavasno, Farsim, Davishal, Pirtsa, Kavan, Shal Kol Ponim, Hamida, Eina Haguna, Umevia, Letakolos, Rabos, Baolam. And that actually brings rise to it and so on. But that's the suggestion that Rav Kook gives. There's a sefer written by a contemporary, I think he's still alive, Rabbi Yosef Epstein, and I wrote a sefer called Mitzvahs HaShalom, so he says something else, on page 164, he writes, Im gam b'shas haktata b'amariba, he says, the problem is, basically, to tell people not to bear a grudge when somebody's offended you directly is sort of like a gzera, it's you can't make a demand on people they can't do. He says, you can't do it. So the Enochanami, you're not supposed to react that way, but really, the ideal is not to take revenge like the Rambam. The ideal is like the Rambam and the Chinuch, but, there's a certain reality that has to set in. I just want to mention, I'll have to leave out now because it's late, the Parshas Yosef has on Parshas Kadosh, a couple of interesting, you know, sort of nafkaminas, so to speak. Because what happens if I see someone do something to someone else? He didn't offend me, but I saw how he behaved to that guy, so will it be nekama if I now respond to, or don't respond to him? I see he wouldn't lend him the shovel yesterday, now he comes to me and wants to borrow my rent. I wasn't the victim, so to speak. Would that be under nekama? Right? It's an interesting question. It may relate, really, because if it's really a tikkun amidos issue, then it would. It doesn't matter, you know, what the circumstance are. There's a certain way that a person should behave. That's one way to look at it. On the other hand, you could say, no, it's only if it's an action, more action-centered, then it wouldn't be like that. And he also has a case, what if two people, just think about it, he says, what if two people come and ask me for the rake? One of them is the guy who didn't lend me his car yesterday. The other guy's stomach guy, so who gets kedima? You know what I mean? If I'm going to give it to the other fellow, it may look like nekama. Oh, that's the part of this Yosef style. But I want to mention the following, just to bring it to a conclusion. Under what circumstances is nekama allowed? So if there is a to'elis, so B'chana Wasserman writes in the Kovetz Aris to Yehomas and Simon Ayan, the second half of the parah, he mentions about a lot of these Yisurim. We know from probably famous in Hilchos Lashon Hara. We're allowed to talk Lashon Hara if there's a to'elis, if there's a positive purpose to it. So he has, with respect to a whole bunch of other things also, if there's sinna, or onas dvarim, mutala knito bidvarim, or mutala halbin panim, you can embarrass somebody, if you're allowed to do all these things, muchach mikolza dekola yisum elu hutru l'tzorach hatoelis. So now we come to an important point. If nekama is done for a toelis, not for a person to feel better than now I got this guy back, but there's some other positive toelis, that's where nekama is allowed. And that's what brings us into the discussion, really, of what we said earlier about a Talmud Chacham. Right? What's the idea of the Talmud Chacham? So we're speaking about a Talmud Chacham, and of course there's some discussion who qualifies the Talmud Chacham, but whatever it is, the assumption is that this person is not doing it out of a personal kind, I gotta get back at this guy. But there's a positive Toelis. Yosef Samech writes in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, in his commentary on the Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says a little essay, so he writes, and that's the idea of a Talmud Chacham, who is no kein venoter kenochosh. What it means is, a person feels, you know, so much love for Torah, and when he feels that there's an offense, it's like an offense against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Kol Talmud Chacham eino kumenoter u'melech shemo ein dechok b'frat shoda l'chal Yisrael." Certain things in the Torah are not equal by everybody. It depends what the person's motivation is. Rak kol echad l'fi erko. Rak nekima demamon zeh shoda l'kulam. When it's nekama by mamon, that's by everybody. But by other things, there's room for, you know, there's room for different approaches. What does it mean, different approaches? So the truth is, with this, I think we can understand the language, all the mefarshim are bothered. What is that lashon nokei menoter kenochosh? Where's the snake come into the picture? You know, it sounds like a certain ferocity. I mean, there got to be no kenota kenochosh, you know. So the chidor in the Sefer Pesach Einayim, it's just one of his many swarm, in his commentary on the Gemara, Yuma writes, Kol Talmud Chacham Sheinu Noki Menota Kenochosh Efshar Masha Chazal Amru Nochosh. What's with the snake? The snake doesn't get, the Chazal tells, the snake doesn't get hanof when he bites. Right? Ela Mahanois when she chaskov ze efshar sharamzu chazal sa Talmud Chacham shenoke menote lo yeh lo tzad hanos momen bzeh vzeu kinocha shein lo hano. He said, when a Talmud Chacham, when it's mutter to take nekama, it's to teach a certain lesson, not that you get something out of it. If you're getting it, now you feel good, you stuck it to that guy, that's nekama, that's usur. When is nekama permissible? When it's to teach a certain lesson. When again, we're assuming Talmud Chacham, no kem, no ter, kenachash. Just like the snake doesn't get pleasure, he doesn't get pleasure either. But, she'in yagil ohanom is there, then ain't no Talmud Chacham, ki yeshchil os Hashem b'davar. Right? You're gonna take revenge because I want to get this guy back. That's a Chil Hashem. And the same approach is found in the Ein Yaakov on that Gemara in Yuma for the commentary of the Anaf Yosef on the bottom. He says the same thing. He says, what's with the snake? He says, the snake is mitzad chunoso hara. It has this, sort of this, see, a person is not like a snake. A person has the bechira. But that's what he says. The Talmud Chacham, Chazel Shomer Kam Talmud Chacham, Shehu Noke Menoter, Roy L'Sheyia Mekayim Shlichuso La'Anos B'Nikimos N'Tiroso Esachotim V'Lo La'Anos Atzmo. If a person does something bad, and you want to teach him a lesson. See, I mean, sometimes I would use the example. You discipline your children, they do something, it's not that you're taking it, the kid acted up, so therefore now you're not going to take him to the park, or whatever it may be. Was that revenge? It's not revenge. You don't think of it in those terms. You're teaching a lesson. You know what? This is the result. It's a consequence, right? It's not a punishment, it's a consequence. It's a result. In other words, the child learns if he behaves in this way, so he's not going to get a lollipop or whatever. It's not that you're taking revenge, you're teaching a lesson. You don't get any benefit out of it. Maybe you wanted to go to, maybe you didn't want to go to Parks, maybe it is a benefit, but sometimes, you know, I once heard a story that there was a certain Rav who had, a Rav in Germany from the Kalbach family, had, I think, six sons. He was very medactic that all the boys should always be at minyan on time. And for lunch, when they went to the yeshiva, the father came home after davening and made them bread and jelly sandwiches. Any boy who was missed baruch, he came late to shul, he wouldn't get bread and jelly that day. He wouldn't get any jelly on his bread, he'd just get plain bread. But his practice was that if ever, whichever he had to do that to the kid, he wouldn't take jelly on his own bread either. Right? He himself wouldn't have jelly that day either. The boy came late to shul. He wouldn't give him, but he wouldn't take it either. What's the idea? It's not revenge. You're trying to teach a lesson. So that's what the Anaf Yosef writes also. You're trying to teach a lesson, lo lahanos atzmo, kinochosh, that's not doing lahanos atzmo, rak l'kaim shichosu yisbar. And the same thing of Reb Zalman Saratskin. Look at one more Maramok and we'll finish up, and that's the one. Okay? The Zalman Saratskin says also in his commentary there in Parshas Kedoshim, those Naim LaTorah, he says, Kol Talmud Chacham she'eino kein venoter kenochosh, eino Talmud Chacham, she'a Talmud Chacham mekanei kines Hashem tzorkos. The Torah says, Kedosha belusha b'lo shum hano atzmis, u'kmo hanochosh, u'lefichach ein zu nekimu netira el po chacha. That's not Nekiyah Neter, that's Tochocha. So it's a very beautiful essay, with this we finish. An essay from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is a member of Rosh Yeshiva. So they printed a collection of his Sichos Musar, Tavshin Lamed Aleph and Tavshin Lamed Gimel. So in Tavshin Lamed Gimel, Mama Yud Beis, he starts off with the Pasuk in his Haftarah, which should have been Geir that we went to, and he says, you have to understand what Nekam is. He basically says, I won't read it inside, but he says this, you know, there's a way the world runs. The truth is, the world should run that people should get punished when they do something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish them. A guy does something bad, so he should get punished right away. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run the world that way, because otherwise it wouldn't be Bechira Chavshis, whatever. So a person who does something bad doesn't get run over by a truck just then. Right? And the world can't function, but otherwise. So he says, the idea, he quotes that Gemara that I mentioned earlier, we want brachas about Gedol and Nekama. And he says, you're doing it, there should be a sense of justice in the world. And he says, that's what the Gemara, El Kekel Mekamos Hashem, and so on. It's Mitzuy Cheshbon HaTzedek Ba'olam. If that's your intention, you have to be quite a person to be on that level. So I'm not recommending here that anybody go out now and take Nekama on people. But if you feel that you're on that level, that your reason for taking Nekama is there's no personal gain from it. Rather, you're trying to, you know, do the work so that people are Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should be justice in the world. So that's when there's room for it. He compares it towards the end. He compares it to what we find by Kanoim Pogimbo. There's a din that in certain situations, Pinchas, you can be a Kanoi, Pinchas ran in with the spear, right? And he killed those two people. So how could he do it? So it's Kanos, but it's a halacha of Ein Morin Kinnig Mor, says the Sanhedrin of Pei Beis. It's a halacha, but we don't publish that. We don't paskin this way. So he says, you look at it, says, what is Bekanoes Kinosi? Right? Pinchas gets rewarded. Bekanoes Kinosi. Rashi says, Benakmoes Nikmosi. Same word, Nakoma. Right? But that's only a certain type of a person. In fact, he quotes, Chaim Shmulevitz quotes, that when, in this morning's laning, when they buried Yaakov, so people know the Medrash says, Esav showed up, and started to make a tumult that it was his plot. You can't bury Yaakov here. So there was a whole discussion. What's going to be? You know, they didn't have the documents. They didn't have the papers with them. So they're going to send Naftali running back. So Chushim ben Don was there. He was hard of hearing. So he didn't understand what was going on. He saw this guy stopping them from burying Yaakov. When he killed him, finished. They solved the whole problem. Right? What? Who went? You know, shoot first. Ask questions later. He got rid of Esav, and that was that. That's because the pasuk says Lomashkal Shnechem Lomashkal. Lomeshkal gam shnechem yomecha, something like that, and told us that buddy buried the same day. So Esav, okay, so that's what he did. So it says there, the Gemara in Sota says in Daf Yud Gimel, that Yaakov said, Yismach tzadik yischozon nochram. So revenge. Right, what is it, revenge? It's not revenge, it's a sense of justice. It wasn't revenge, it's justice. So in a certain circumstance, of a certain kind of people, Nekama can be bringing about justice. So when it's in that realm, and that way I think we can understand, it really goes back to Yitzchak said, when maybe David HaMelech at the time, when he saw Shimon ben Gera, so had he reacted then, so that would have been Nekama. But now that he's on his deathbed, because that's what Chaim Shlomo started, isn't it peculiar? He's on his deathbed. I mean, who thinks of these things? He's on a deathbed? I feel p'chusim, the lowest of the low. Doesn't, on a deathbed, he's going to worry about who to give revenge to? No, because that's a sense of justice. You know that at that point, his feelings, personal feelings are put aside. On a deathbed, nobody thinks of these things. Yeah.
Yeah, from Reacha, we'd say this applies only to Jew versus Jew.
Right.
But the sense of justice, that would be...
Possibly not this. There's a discussion about it.
That's all I need to
know. Okay. In any event, just to summarize, so basically we have an issue, there's still an issue. There's an issue to take in the comment. It says, Losikom, Losikor is B'nai Amechon. That's the Lashon Apostle. So that's what it says. The whole issue of Losikom, so again, it appears from many Rishonim, and I'm suggesting particularly the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that it's really an issue of character refinement. It's not so much the action. I say that particularly because they leave out the limitation of Mammon. However, they work it out with the Gemara, but they leave out that limitation because they hold that it's a perfection of Midos. However, it would seem that under certain circumstances, likewise Shimon ben Gera with David HaMelech, under certain circumstances, the comment can be allowed. But I think you have to be on the level. That's what Chaim Shmulevitz says. The type of person who takes Nekama, not for any personal gain or any personal comfort or feeling that I got this guy back, but rather Mitzvah Din V'Cheshbon Ba'olam, that you want to bring about justice. If in that situation, then Nekama will be allowed. But I don't know if that applies to all of us. Good Devach.